Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Hi, it's Katie at Farmers and Merchants Bank inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk on January 3rd at 8 a.m. 2025 brings new trends, and our special guests will share what is hot for the year in skincare, nutrition, fitness, and more. Come to our location next to Hickory Park to network with your neighbors and enjoy a cup of coffee from Cove. All are welcome to share about their business, organization, and upcoming events. Hope to see you Friday morning, January 3rd, for coffee talk at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And we welcome you into the Twin Lakes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine postgame show here on Class Kits 101.7 and on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube, following an incredible fourth quarter for Mount Home for a 60-49 victory over Greene County Tech.
That was an awesome game. Great game for Mount Home. Good come from behind win on a team that just really just kind of beat us over there at their place pretty bad.
Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, keeping your life in motion. Let's get our Dewey and Sons Plumbing player of the game. For all your plumbing needs, contact the plumber number at 870-425-4868. And who are we going
to? I think I go Rhett Gilbert, right?
Yeah, I agree. Big fourth quarter for him again.
Yeah, huge fourth quarter, came hot. Just kind of sealed off the game. You know, you can look at Blaine Tate. Blaine Tate did an excellent job sealing those with the free throws. That's a lot of work in the gym for him. But I think Rhett Gilbert, got to give it to him for sure.
Yeah, you bet. So take a look at the rest of the game stats brought to you by the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic, where when it feels like home, it heals like home. I'm going to say this game had six lead changes and three ties tonight. Mount Home ended up out-rebounding Tech slightly by a count of, looks like, 29-26. And turnovers, I ended up counting 7 for Mountain Home and 11 for the Golden Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, Mountain Home did a good job handling the ball, and just a really good game. Points-wise, Greene County Tech had 3 players in double figures, all of them with 12. Landon Morton, Noah Oswald, and Parker Harris all finished with 12 points. Parker Harris had 6 points. Kaysen Scott was the other with 12, sorry. Parker Harris finished with 6 points, 5 points for Luke Cancilla, and 2 points for Carson McDaniel. For Mountain Home, kind of the story of the game, always 5 players in scoring, right?
Yeah.
Rhett Gilbert finished with 22 points, 15 points for Blaine Tate. Let's see, he was 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 for 10 from the free throw line.
Wow.
6 of those coming in clutch moments. 5 points for Jackson Corp, 6 points for Tyler Pod, or 2 points for Tyler Podwowski, and 6 points for Ryder McClain.
Oh, man, we got a good victory for Mount Home, and that will improve them. 2 double digits in the win column, 10-5 on the season.
That's huge.
Yes.
That's huge. This team was one that people thought might be down a little bit, but just shows the coaching job that Coach Fulcher's done with this group.
Yeah.
As they replaced so many seniors off of that team last year, done an excellent job.
You know, there's a lot to be said, especially when you lose the size and the depth that that Mountain Home has for a team that's scrappy.
Yeah, we have no size.
Yeah.
I mean, just to be honest, we have no size. Our tallest guys, Corp, and but man, we're winning games.
Yep. And so again, we're 10-5 on the season. Tech's going to fall to 7-6 with that loss. So again, Mountain Home will be playing Farmington for the championship tomorrow afternoon at 3:20. Tech will be paired with Flippin for third place.
They'll play that 12:40 game.
Yes. So again, so here's the thing for tomorrow. Mountain Home will be playing in both championship games. It'll be the boys first at 3:20 against Farmington, and then the girls will follow at 4:40 against North Little Rock.
Two good games.
Come out and see these teams. Cheer them on. We'll tell you, we've had good crowds so far these first 2 days. We want to continue that trend.
Yeah, it's been awesome. And you got two good basketball teams. If you're a Mountain Home fan, you've got two really good basketball teams that are fun to watch.
You bet. So real quickly, I just wanted to, before we close, I wanted to recap all the scores from today. We'll start with the girls bracket. Again, Mountain Home wins this game. Wins their game over the Lady Panthers. And let's see, what was the final score we had for that? Hold on.
70-50.
Yeah, that's right, 70-50. Thank you very much. And in the other semifinal, it was North Little Rock over Grootsray Westside, 68-45. On the consolation side of the bracket, it was Flippin over Rector, 52-48. You said that game went to overtime?
It did, yes.
Okay. And the Dumas beat up on Paragould, 56-18. So for tomorrow, it will be the seventh place game will be in the junior high gym between Paragould and Rector. All the rest will be at the hangar as Flippin plays Dumas for fifth place at 11:20. Cabot and Grootsray Westside at 2.
That'll be a good game.
Yeah, and then Mount Home and North Little Rock for the championship at 4:40. Now on the boys' side, it was again Mount Home winning over Green County Tech, 60-49. Farmington took the other semifinal over Flippin, 75-47. On the consolation side, Cotter lost to Dumas, 66-36. And it was Rector over Paragould, 49-46. So the seventh place game will be at 10 in the junior high gym between Cotter and Paragould. Dumas will play Rector at 10 here in the hangar for fifth place. The third place game will be Flippin and Tech at 12:40. And then Mount Tom will play Farmington for the championship at 3:20. And that's going to wrap up the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show. Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, keeping your life in motion. We'll be again on the air with you again tomorrow for the first game at 3:20. Brad, I'm looking forward to it.
Enjoyed it, Matt. You've done a great job on this box over here.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. So thank you to Brad Coleman for joining me at courtside. Thank you to Jude Dillon, our producer back at the studio. And thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Class Kits 101.7 and also on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Bomber Gymnasium.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's doubleheader was brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Clear Results Glass, Farmers and Merchants Bank, General Water Conditioning, FNBC, Jeans Good as New, Mountain Valley Spring Water, North Arkansas Dental Group, Todd Gilbert Insurance, Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and White River Materials. Join us again next time the Bombers take the court for more Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.